The Australian Off-Road Championships for Motorcycles is well underway. The first two rounds were held at Golden Beach in Victoria recently. Jonty Reinders is a rider from Railton here on the northwest coast, and he's currently running second in the series after a great run at Golden Beach, and he joins me now. Good morning, Jonty.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. First of all, I've got to say congratulations on Golden Beach, sitting second in the championship. I think you actually won one heat as well, so it was a pretty good start to the season for you.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with the weekend. The tracks were pretty brutal, completely different to what we have down here in Tassie, but to finish on the podium both days was our main goal, so yeah, it was a really good weekend.
For anyone that didn't actually see the thing on TV, very sandy and very boggy, as you say, very different to what we have here in Tasmania. And it actually, a few riders came off in a couple of spots.
Yeah, the tracks were pretty brutal, as I said. Just a lot of sand. There wasn't a lot of bush. It was just a lot of whooped out sand sections everywhere. And a lot of people had crashes. I had a few crashes here and there that I lost a bit of time, unfortunately, but that's a part of it.
So this is now your second or third year with the Sherco factory team?
Yeah, so this is my third year running, I think, with the Moto Pirelli Sherco Off-Road Racing team. So, so that makes it super easy for me. I can just fly in and fly out to the events, and they've always got my bike over there ready to go. So, it makes it a lot easier for us guys coming from Tasmania.
For people who don't understand how the championship works, you're in the E3 division, which is basically, that's the top division, even though it's E3, E1 is the lower of those three.
Yeah, so there's the E1, E2 and E3 category, which is works off different bike sizes and that. So yeah, I'm in the E3 class, that's what we rode in last year, and finished second last year, so we're hoping to go one spot higher this year.
Yep, we'd love you to bring the championship back home to Tasmania. There's still a few rounds of the championship to go, and there's different formats as well. So there's sprint events, cross-country events and enduro. So just explain the difference between those for us, Jonty.
Yeah, so some rounds we'll see back-to-back weekends of sprint formats both days where, we'll have probably seven or eight sprint laps, which are up to, say, 10 minutes a lap. But then we also go into the three-hour enduro where, the flag starts and you race as hard as you can for 3 hours. But then we also do the enduro format, which is time carded as well. So you've got to be at certain checkpoints at certain times, and you can put up to 8 hours in one day on your bike.
Obviously, you need to be fairly fit to do that. So how do you train? What sort of training do you do?
Yeah, so you've got to be able to train for longer motos as well as being sharp for your sprint races and that. But I spend most days in the morning before work, I'll head to the gym, and then I'll go to work, and then in the afternoon I'm either out on the motorbike. If not, I'm out cycling, building my cardio base. A lot goes into it.
Well, you are racing at the top division, and if you want to win an Australian championship, I guess you've got to be that serious and that committed.
Yeah, that's right. You got to sacrifice a lot of things and pretty much just dedicate all your time to racing at this level. But I love it, so I enjoy the hard work side of it as well.
The next round is at Kyogle in New South Wales. That's on July the 17th and 18th. Do you know the every track that's in the series this year? Have you been to them all before? Do you have a favourite or one that suits you better than any others?
There's not every year we go back to the same place. So I think there's only one this year that I've been to before, which is going to be Kyogle, and which is the bush up there is really good. It's quite natural terrain and stuff I feel like I gel with really well. So we can't wait to get up to Kyogle again.
Will that be sprint, cross-country or enduro format?
I think we got sprint both days at this next one.
Okay, and then, of course, there's a few more rounds after that as well. Obviously, sitting in second place, you must be feeling fairly confident going into the next round, as you said, given that it's a track that you know and a track that you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, for sure. That's usually the hardest thing. We've always got new tracks, and when you've been somewhere before, just having the knowledge of what the track's like and the terrain makes a big difference.
And the quality of competition this year is pretty good as well. I mean, Daniel Milner is, everyone knows what a fantastic rider he is, and he's probably your big danger at this stage.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone knows how good he is. And, he come out firing at the first rounds and won both days. So, I'll keep putting in the work and hopefully chase him down.
Well, good luck in the next round next month, and also in July, I should say, and also for the rest of the year. But thank you for your time this morning.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.